Hello, my name's Colin, and if you're browsing one of the Simply TV websites right now, then what you're looking at is my own work. Yep, I'm the bloke who set it up originally in 2002, as it happens, and it's me what does all of the writing and the site maintenance and so on. It's pretty much a labour of love, and you know, I get a lot of fun out of putting the website together. And of course, getting hold of products before they hit the public domain in order to see what's coming up. So, welcome to this first audio boo. Anyway, the reason I'm doing it is that although I've been aware of this fabulous little utility for quite some time now, it's never occurred to me to use it with any serious intent. And when I discovered that you can upload not only from your iPhone or Android phone, but also from a desktop application, I thought, well, actually, you know, it might work out quite well for me, because the one thing that I really do need is the means to do these kinds of things quickly without too much hassle. And although I've done podcasts in the past, although I haven't really uploaded any or updated them for best part of 2 years now, podcasting is okay, except that it does still require a sort of production number in order to get it all right and publish it and get the feed sorted out and all that kind of thing. And the nice thing about Audioboo is that you just record it, you click an upload button, and suddenly it's there. Give it a bit of metadata to make it searchable, and Bob's your uncle, really. And of course, the other nice thing I like about it is that you know, you've got a widget that you can then install onto your website, as indeed I have. It's probably the means by which you're listening to it right now, and that keeps everything updated without any additional effort from me. So it's all looking pretty good. So what I'll try and do is, certainly in the context of camcorders and other associated hardware and software, I'll try and just share my thoughts, ideas, views, opinions about what I see and what I encounter in a way that you may find useful. If you don't find it useful, well, so be it. You know, it's we can't please everybody. But I know that there are lots of you who are kind of interested in tidbits of information that come through regarding new developments. I'll use this medium to try and bring you as much of that as I can when I can. Okay. Anyway, keeping you updated means looking at, I suppose, what has come out of this year's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The CES 2011 show has been quite interesting in as much as it's introduced this year's big thing to us all. And every year there is a big thing. And I suppose last year, 2010, was the year of HD, where the main consumer camcorder brands virtually ditched standard definition to all intents and purposes and focused largely on high definition. Well, this year, of course, they're continuing to do that, but we have the new component, which is 3D. So we don't just have HD, we have 3D now. And certainly in the context of companies like Panasonic, it's quite interesting, because what Panasonic has done is not to introduce a set of dedicated products, meaning that you really do have to buy a tool to do the job of 3D. What they're doing is that they're offering you two-dimensional high def camcorders, 2D camcorders in their basic form, with then the option of you buying an additional 3D adapter lens and screwing it on the front, and then recording 3D. So that gives you, as the user, an upgrade path from 2D to 3D without having to throw anything away. And I think that's actually quite a good move. I've had a load of information about new products coming through to me, and I'm still trying to assimilate it and turn it into something readable for the website. But what I hope to do is to get my hands on at least one or two of these devices in the next few weeks, and I'll be reporting back my thoughts and my experiences about them. Okay, so I'm not going to go into any detail now, largely because an audio boo gives me a maximum of 5 minutes, and we're already getting up to 5 minutes. But what I will do, rest assured, is that I will be posting more audio boos as I think of them, and I'll be discussing what you know, my thoughts on the new generation of 3D products. Okay, so bear with me on that one. Meanwhile, thanks for listening, and I'll hopefully have more to tell you very soon. So we'll meet again. Thanks again. This is Colin saying bye for now.